This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Joining us for coffee this morning, our guests from the UF Kuskokwim Campus Nursing Program, we have the Healthcare Careers Advisor, Hugh Diamant, and two students from the nursing program, Mary Brown and Caitlin Greenwood. Good morning, everyone. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good morning, Matthew.
All right, for sure. Hugh, first off, I'm going to ask you, you know, for our listeners who may not be familiar, could you give us a quick overview of the nursing program offered here at the UAF Kuskokwim campus?
Sure, absolutely. Yep, the University of Alaska Anchorage, UAA School of Nursing, has had a nursing program out here on the KUC campus since 2008. Mm-hmm. So KUC has hosted the nursing program ever since that time.
For sure. And how long is the program? I'll ask this question to you guys. How long is the program? And what kind of training or courses are you guys doing right now?
It's a two-year program, and right now we're doing pathophysiology and
nursing fundamentals and nursing fundamentals lab.
For sure. And Hugh, what kind of students do you typically see applying to this program? Are many of them from the YK Delta region?
Yeah, absolutely. So the great majority of the students in the nursing program are from the YK Delta. Mm-hmm. What makes it a little different than, like, if you're just walking onto the campus at UAA or UAF is that most of my students are slightly older, so they're already working, for instance, in the hospital, mm-hmm. May have a family or may not, but on average, our students aren't students that just graduated, like, from Bethel Regional High School or something. They're a little older, mm-hmm. Although there's no reason students couldn't start a nursing program immediately after graduation, and many, many people do, actually, on the main campuses.
For sure. And how does the program support Alaska Natives and also rural students who may want to serve their home communities after graduation?
Is that for me? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, the reason that UAA and K and UAF worked together to set up this program was years ago they found that there was students that were arriving on the UAA campus with 12,000 other people experienced some hurdles when they were from very rural areas of the state. So the thought was, if we can set up a nursing program closer to home, that might remove some of those hoops that people needed to jump through. So I think it's been fairly successful that way.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And I've known many of the nurses that have come through the program in the last 15 years, and most of them seem to start their careers here, and many of them stay on the YK Delta.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask this question towards you two. Can you share what inspired each of you to go into nursing?
I guess I'll go ahead and start. My mom kind of pushed me towards it. I always wanted to follow in her footsteps, and she's an officer. And she told me that I could not be an officer because it's too dangerous. So she kind of pushed me aside towards nursing. And growing up, I wanted to be a veterinarian, and then I realized I didn't want to, put down animals. Mm-hmm. So I decided to instead put my passion towards caring for people.
For sure. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Mary?
When I was a kid, I was at an appointment, and I was trying to play with, like, the stuff, the equipment. Mm-hmm. And my mom was like, don't play with those unless you're going to be a nurse.
For sure. And, you've both already completed over 30 credits of prerequisites. What motivated you to stick with it and reach this stage of the program?
I think the hardest part for me was 2020, COVID-19, during prereqs, mm-hmm. because I'm very much a hands-on person. And so for those to go all online, I had to learn in different ways. So it really was just, dedication that I had to push myself to keep going because mm-hmm. in the end, I do want to be a nurse. So, yeah, just keeping that drive going and looking for that outcome kept me going.
For sure. Thank you. Mary?
My sister is taking classes, and it made me want to take classes, too.
Mm-hmm. And what's been the most rewarding part of your journey so far, even this early on?
I think the most rewarding part right now is being with Mary. I was nervous. I didn't know how the Bethel cohort was going to be. And I knew that, you know, it was going to be small, but I thought there was going to be a lot more students. So when I walked in, I was the first person, and I was like, am I the only one? And Rochelle had reminded me, no, there's one more girl coming, and it was Mary. And I think that made me feel a lot better.
The Mary? Most rewarding is finally being in nursing school, because mm-hmm. I've been taking my prerequisites since 2021.
For sure. And, you know, nursing school can be demanding, for sure. How do you balance your studies, family life, and everything else going on?
I set time for my kids, apart from studying and doing homework.
Yeah, me right now, you know, I lean on Mary a lot. We kind of tag team and say, hey, did you get your assignment done? And we kind of help each other. And I'm also working, so trying to balance that is a little difficult, but I always set aside time to make sure I get it done.
For sure.
That's that's one thing that I think has been really great about this program over the years is that the students form this, they're officially called a cohort. It's students who come in at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they form this really nice community where they serve as a source of strength for each other, and it helps them all be more successful. Mm-hmm. And I think that's I find that really important. I'm not sure we'd get that in the same way at a bigger campus.
Mm-hmm. Hugh, are there any clinical or hands-on training opportunities here in Bethel or nearby villages?
Well, sure. The entire nursing program takes place here on the campus and at YKHC, which is where the students are doing their clinicals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the past there have been times when nursing students have gone out to village clinics as part of their clinicals.
Mm-hmm. And are there, what kinds of career opportunities open up for graduates once they complete the program?
Well, that's something I'm most enthusiastic about and why I've encouraged, you know, I was in education for many, many years, and I've encouraged people to consider nursing because of this. Nurses are paid very, very well, and they're paid well to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's an amazing thing. And really, the world is your oyster because there are so many different career paths people can go through. People mm-hmm. can become a nurse with a 2-year associate degree and have opportunities to be a travel nurse and travel all over the country and, like I said, be paid very, very well for that. Or maybe possibly specialize, like go into OB or trauma care or ER or be a flight nurse. So there's that kind of, I call that horizontal movement, where you can pick all these different areas.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also move upwards academically, too. So UAA has programs where, and many of our nurses have done that, where they, after they're working as a nurse, they do a bridge program where they turn their associate's degree into a bachelor's degree,
mm-hmm.
and that can go higher than that, too. Then we have a couple nurses in Bethel now who started here who are now nurse practitioners, so they've gone on to get an even higher degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known nursing instructors here who've all been great, but have doctorates in nursing as well, too, PhDs in nursing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can move that way as well.
For sure. And this next question will go towards you guys. What kind of nursing work do you hope to do after graduation? Do you plan to stay and work in the region?
So I'm currently living in Fairbanks. I came back here for school, so I think I'm going to go back to Fairbanks and get a couple years under my belt, and then I do want to do traveling, but my main focus is pediatrics. I want to help kiddos.
Mm.
So. I want to stay in Bethel for my practice and my license, and I was interested in OBGYN.
Hmm. Okay. And for other local students who might be thinking about nursing but feel nervous or unsure, what advice would you give them?
Keep going. The first semester, you're really getting your feet wet, and it's hard. Like, we're figuring out how to study in different ways. It's not like your prereqs. You have to really apply yourself more and, you know, still set aside time for your loved ones, but really know that this is your main focus right now and just keep going. There's an end goal, and we'll meet it quicker than we know.
For sure. Mary?
Keep going. I personally did 1 to 2 classes per semester during my prereqs, and I finished that way.
For sure. And Hugh, for anyone listening who's interested in becoming a nurse, how can they apply or learn more about the next enrollment period?
I'd say the first thing would be to contact me over at KUC. So they just ask for Hugh Diamond over at KUC or the Health Careers Advisor. We'll go from there.
Mm-hmm. And Hugh, before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share about the program or any upcoming opportunities for new students?
I'm really passionate and actually very proud of this program, and I have been for many years. I've known many students who were personal, who were friends of mine, who went through the program, and I've known all of the nursing faculty they've had since 2008, one way or another, and they are all very, very good, caring faculty. And I would encourage anyone who has this dream to get in contact with us over at KUC, and I can get them started.
For sure. Thank you. Mary and Caitlin, what are you most looking forward to in the semesters ahead?
Being together and just having each other's support. I think that's really important to have a team and just doing it together.
Same.
Okay. For sure. Thank you guys for your time. Is there anything else that you guys would like to add or say anything to our listeners?
I'm just excited to keep the journey going and officially become a nurse within 2 years. So,
Thank you. Mary?
I'm finally going to be a nurse. I'm excited about that with Caitlin.
And Hugh?
I think our two nursing students have spoke very well, and I think they've sort of summed it up in a way that resonates with me.
For sure. Thank you. Thank you, Mary, Caitlin, and Hugh, for your time and coming on to Coffee here at KYUK. Appreciate it. And it's a good talk, good conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, and that was two students, Mary and Caitlin, and the healthcare careers advisor, Hugh Diamond, over at UAF KUC Nursing Program.
This is Coffee at KYUK.